hacen mucho bien. Looking forward to your visit.
Let us begin.
Let us begin?
Yes.
Good, thank you.
I know your time is short.
Yes, unfortunately. Right, so let's begin with a rather complex question, if I may. Partly to correct my own thinking, which I understand may be wrong. I have always considered the soul to be a spark of the ultimate divinity. And I have thought that the soul uses the spirit, which is intangible also, as a vehicle whilst it is on or close to the earth. The spirit in turn inhabits the etheric body, which of course covers itself with the physical body to live in the physical surroundings. Now, is that explanation correct? Or am I wrong in my thinking?
I believe we touched on this subject last time.
Yes, I was thinking of what you said, and you mentioned the soul.
Yes.
And that is why I thought I would ask this question, because words are often used loosely and sometimes incorrectly. And I thought it would be of help to everybody to have clarification on this.
Yes. Let me try to do that for you.
Thank you.
The soul is indeed the spark of divinity that you speak of. It is, as I said last time, one unit of a whole.
Yes.
It manifests in many ways. From that spark of divinity down through the realms of consciousness. We get to deep matters once again, but I think I shall come to expect that of you. The soul is the one who makes the decisions in which way to incarnate.
Yes.
The soul, the spirit, the etheric bodies, the physical. You are correct, there is more than one etheric body. Call it spirit, call it soul, but ultimately it is all one. This soul. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
So whether you have a particle of one or the whole unit incarnating makes no difference.
Hello. So if I might progress on that question, you are no doubt aware that no rescues I have to tell many, that when they go into the next plane of life, they will be endowed with a fresh body, a fresh mind. Would that be the etheric body, as we call it now?
Yes, you pass through different stages, let me say. The etheric body is closest to your physical.
Yes.
Yes, you are correct. You pass from the physical into an etheric body.
Which, to all intents and purposes, to those occupying it or using it, it is just as physical as the physical body they have left on Earth.
Yes, that is true.
Thank you.
You see, you have to do it slowly.
Yes.
It would be too much, and it would not be allowed to take such a great leap from one energy to such a higher one.
I quite understand. So the etheric is merely one step.
The etheric body is the second stage, if you so like to call it.
Yes, this is the first stage. And there is another point. It may sound stupid, but I have often thought that this physical world is a shadow of the next world, the etheric world. The etheric world really being the positive world of which this physical habitation is only a shadow.
Yes, as the etheric body is the next stage from the physical body, so too is your planet Earth. All things are living, therefore there is also a shadow, if you like, of each and everything that exists.
Yes.
You are correct.
Okay. And I have often read of the so-called primitive peoples worshipping rocks, trees, soil, flowers and so on, believing them to be inhabited by a spirit peculiar to that particular plant or tree or rock. I can quite understand their thinking on this matter, and I would agree with it. That leads me to another question. Are there higher powers whose job it is or to look after plants, trees, rocks, rivers, water, and so on? Does each have what could be called a guardian angel?
You find this a difficult subject?
No, I can understand it. But I just wanted to confirm whether there are those whose purpose is, in the scheme of things, to be responsible for various aspects of nature.
Yes. As all of you here will probably know, you are guided by a higher being. So too do all the elements of your earthly plane. Each one is dedicated to that task, whether it be water, trees, whatever. The list is endless.
Yes.
But yes, there are those of us, higher beings, who dedicate themselves to these matters. We must talk about energy when we go to these subjects.
Yes.
If you all are a spark of divinity, so too is each element on the earth.
Yes.
The seas, the plants, the mountains, whatever. Each has its own spark of energy, of God of love, shall I say.
Yes, I understand.
Yes, they are looked after by higher beings.
They definitely are.
They are.
Good thinker.
Indeed.
Yes, I've held that opinion for a long, long time. I'm glad to have it confirmed. Because it did occur to me that that was what the so-called primitives were aware of without being able to explain it.
They were much more aware of nature spirits, that is true.
Yes.
Unfortunately, as your evolution has taken place, a lot of this has disappeared.
It is unfortunate that it has disappeared.
We know of the ridicule that this causes, but it is a fact.
Good. Yes, I've always found it easy to believe.
Yes.
That they did worship the spirits, because in fact the spirits existed.
Exactly. Why should it be so strange?
Good. Not to me, but many people do think it's strange.
Yes. We are aware of this, and we are trying to put matters right.
Good. Now that brings me to another rather complex subject, and it's one I quite understand you may not, you may prefer not to answer, and I could quite understand if you don't want to. But I have long held the opinion that the story of Jesus as the Son of God was fabricated, if I can use that word, to reach the limited intelligence of the people of that day and age. That he was no more and no less a Son of God than any of us as a Son of God. He was a man imbued with marvelous ideas and with a desire to be of service.
Let me say this. When Jesus walked your earth, he was only one more incarnation of many who taught before.
Yes.
He indeed was not the Son of God. He was a Son of God.
Right.
Let me say, I have difficulty with the word God.
Yes.
Creative force, universal consciousness, yes. Much better words.
Much better, I agree.
But Jesus did walk the earth.
Yes, I believe that.
He was a master who came to teach the earth people at that time.
Yes.
His gifts were great, and these he tried to display. But he was not the Son of God. Never did he use those words.
Yeah, I agree, he didn't.
I'm afraid the words came from the people who wrote the words.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to have confirmation of that, because I've long thought it, that the stories were fabricated largely to get into the intelligence of the limited intelligence of the people of those days, and for the facts to be presented in a way which they could understand.
Yes.
Because they could never understand it as we can understand it these days.
Yes. Much has been done that is wrong in the teaching of those days.
Yes, I'm sure.
He was denied what he came to do to a certain extent.
Yes.
But no, he was a humble master and still is.
Yes, I've often told people that the way the Church had parodied what he came to do is diabolical. Because he expressed and taught humility in all forms.
Yes.
Yet the Church never has.
Much of what he taught has been denied.
Right.
Throughout the ages, we have had many masters tread this earth plane.
Yes.
To teach exactly the same lessons, if you like, that Jesus the Christ came to teach.
Mm-hmm. I've always known that he wasn't a one and only. There were many like him. And equally many were denied what they tried to teach because of mankind's greed and ignorance.
Let me also go back a little way to our conversation. He too is a spark of divinity.
Yes.
Not a whole.
Right.
Let me leave it at that.
Yes, thank you. May I just one point, if I may. The resurrection was not a physical resurrection. I believe it to have been a materialization of the etheric body to become visible to mankind.
Yes, why is there so much doubt here?
I don't know. It's physical.
It was a natural happening. He did that. He told his followers that he would do it.
That's right.
It still happens today.
Of course.
And still it is denied.
Yes. Well, that's why we keep pressing on this work. That's why we work to get the information. And in due course, we shall begin trying to publicize it.
We find it difficult that after all these many years, we are still trying to teach the same thing.
Yes, it is appalling, isn't it, that it's not accepted. Now, I have another question which I have been asked to put to you. It is said that the Chinese word for life is qi, and by exercising a knowledge of that, I can't see it. Will you repeat the question, sir?
You can't.
By acknowledging qi, or the source of life, as the Chinese call it, by indulging in various exercises, they can heal their bodies themselves and give themselves longer life upon this earth. Do you say that's a possibility?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course we go back to energy once
again. That's right.
They are a race of knowledge when it comes to these matters.
They are indeed. We have many who visit us.
What is your healing, if it is not an energy that is being used?
Quite.
So why is it so difficult to understand? Call it what name you wish.
Doesn't matter.
It makes no difference. Yes, to use the energy for self-healing is, of course, quite possible.
Yes.
And to us, is nothing unusual.
Right. And the exercises they indulge in, which are gentle in their movements, are only a method of relaxation and meditation.
It is no different if you sit still and meditate.
Quite.
Or if you do a yoga exercise.
Right.
Or if you sleep and let your mind be free. Let me say, it matters not what you call it. It all comes down to the same thing. Using the energies that are available to you.
And being aware that they are there to be used.
Yes.
That is the important thing, I think.
And you see, by these movements that they use, they are attuning themselves to the higher realms.
That's right.
It is something as simple as that.
Thank you. And now, may I continue questioning?
You may.
I'm told, I'll open the floor to somebody else in a moment. I'm told that often during our sleep state, I emphasize often, not always, we are permitted to come over into the next plane, into the etheric world, to help in work there, and to benefit from the experience. Is that so?
That is so.
Thank you.
You see, another matter which is quite normal, but people find difficult to accept.
Yes, this is why I wanted it confirmed, so that my colleagues, I could say that we do, but I wanted it confirmed or denied for their benefit. Thank you for confirming it.
Your sleep state raises your consciousness, which makes it easier for you to leave your physical body.
Yes.
So yes, there is no difficulty with that.
And we do in fact work in the etheric world during our sleep state?
You can, though I would not say that you all do.
No.
Of course not.
No.
We can
do if we wish.
Yes. It would depend on the individual,
of
course, and the desire to wish to do that.
Yes. But we are not, for some reason, permitted to retain a memory of our visit.
Yes, you are permitted. It depends on the individual again. Yes,
I see.
It is that is not permitted. It is permitted.
Mm-hmm.
But for some, it is easier to recall.
I see. But others who have the ability but can't use it.
The ability is there in all.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, it is a very individual thing.
Yes.
You can have two musicians, both knowing the same tune, but one has a better memory.
Correct.
It is simple, it is as simple as that.
So it's something, presumably, which we could educate ourselves or train ourselves into accepting and developing.
It is something you can develop if you wish.
Okay. Right, so now I think I must let Andy Bell, somebody else have the opportunity. George, Brent, any questions?
I think yes, someone else can.
Could I ask a question about nuclear weapons? There are those on Earth who make nuclear bombs, nuclear weapons. I feel this has to be bad news for planet Earth and bad news for the people. The situation is not so clear as regards the development of nuclear power for industry and production. My feeling is that this can pose such huge problems for future generations, it might be better left alone. Would you care to comment on this, please?
I will. Nuclear energy has been misused by you people on Earth. It
yes.
would not, I think, be wise to leave it be. It has been given to you, the knowledge of it, for a very good reason, for the betterment of mankind, but it has been misused. We are trying from our realms now, in a concerted effort, to influence world leaders in these matters. On that, I can say no more, other than we are trying to put the thoughts, the right thoughts, to the right people, that these things will and can be changed.
I think you are inferring that knowledge of things nuclear could possibly be of benefit to people.
Not could be, should be.
Should be. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
When people die and they go into the spirit world, we've often heard that they're happy in the spirit world. I find it hard to believe. How can they be when they've left loved ones behind?
Yes. Of course, we have touched on this before too. When you leave the physical body, you do not suddenly change. You take with you all those thoughts and feelings that you have gathered in your earthly life. Of course, there is sadness in the spirit realms, but this has to be dealt with. That is why you, as a group, are doing rescue work, or did do rescue work. The feelings of the departed one are still very close to the earth, to the people they have left behind. That is why it is important for those of you left behind to be happy for that loved one, and not to grieve so, as you all seem to do so much of. Can I elaborate more for you?
Yes, please.
There are those souls who come to us tormented. We draw close to them in a tube of love and light, but still having their free will, and sometimes they are tormented and unhappy for some time. that is their choosing. We can only try to influence and guide them. But you are correct. No, everything is not brightness and light to begin with.
Okay. Another question from somebody?
I have one which may sound a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
It is about the nature of prediction. Well, a long time ago, in our time, the year 1503, a man known as Nostradamus, or Michel de Notre Dame, a Frenchman, was born, and he is regarded as one of the best seers or prophets of his day. And he wrote many things, and he appears to have written a number of good predictions for the present time and the future, our future. He talks in particular of three periods of Antichrist uprisings against the teachings of Christ. The first Antichrist was named as Attila a long, long time ago. The second Antichrist, he regarded as the period of World War II, which began in 1939. He also talks of a third Antichrist, which has not yet happened. There are indications that he was predicting a third world war. With nuclear forces. With our free will and positive thought, perhaps that can be averted. Perhaps it already has. Would you care to comment at all on that?
I will. Let me place the question back to you. What is Antichrist?
I would think Christ stands for love and creation, and Antichrist would be opposite, would be hate and destruction.
Let me comment. Nostradamus, as you call him, was indeed a man of vision, a great scholar of his time, but a man reared with religion. That is where the term Antichrist comes from. Do we know what Christ means?
I take Christ as Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ being
Let me put you right, my friend, before we go further. It was not exclusive to Jesus, the word Christ. He should have been known as Jesus the Christ. Let me explain a little further. What do you think it meant? Teacher. That is the true meaning of the word Christ.
Okay.
Therefore, let us go back to Nostradamus. He was influenced by the religions of his time. He was a great visionary, and of course with his extended views and knowledge, he could predict events to come. You speak of nuclear disaster. Your world has been heading towards that for some considerable time. Let me say to you all, there has come the time when many of us, and I speak as, let me say, a master. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes.
Many masters have come to tread this earth plane at this particular time. There will not be a nuclear Holocaust. That is our mission at this time in your evolution. That will not occur. But let me tell you, the earth is changing. And now we get to deep matters again. We spoke earlier of the earth having an etheric body. That is the one that will be filled with love and change, and that is why we have descended at this time to bring forth the knowledge to help that transition. Does that answer your question?
Yes, and that is wonderful to know. Thank you very much for that.
Yes, to comment on that, George, we were told, Ruth and I, years ago, that they were preventing it. It would be prevented. Nuclear war.
Man has knowledge, but the creative force has all knowledge.
Do you see nuclear power being used as it was many, many years ago, has been lost to us? We call it nuclear power, but the direction of energy, the absorption and direction of energy for peaceful usage.
That is why the energy was made known to man.
Yes.
To be used for the good of mankind. We also at this time, as I have said, are trying to influence those people in power. And I think you see it is happening.
Yes.
With nuclear disarmament.
Quite.
It is a stepping stone in the right direction.
It is.
We are working on this.
Good. And am I right in saying that such power or similar power was used many, many generations ago and the secrets lost?
You would be correct in saying that. Nuclear energy has been known to past civilizations.
Yes, I thought it had.
It is still being used, not on this planet, but elsewhere.
Right. And that enables many to visit us without our knowledge.
Yes.
Yes.
We will discuss that one time, I
Good.
Think.
Thank you. Any more questions?
Can I ask something about pyramids, please?
About?
Pyramids.
Pyramids, yes, sure.
In the pyramids, there have been drawings of people in space cars and things. You said people have been flying. Did they fly at that time? And why were the pyramids set up, please?
Much is spoken of pyramid and pyramid power. Pyramids were sources of direction. Let me explain. There was indeed those who could travel at that time. Pyramids pointed to other galaxies, other stars, if you like. I will try to keep it simple. Each point of the pyramid pointed to a direction of the universe, to the open skies. That is why you had a civilization who could indeed fly, as you put it. This is a little known thing about the pyramids. They were not places of worship. They were used for a directional function.
So the fact that they were used as tombs was secondary?
They were not there as tombs.
No.
That is not what the function of them was.
Right.
That was not the intention. And I can say to you now, there was a much more complex reason for them.
Okay.
I followed this up to you, but just asking one other question.
Yes.
You probably rather silly, but I've often wondered if people came from outer space and then bred with the humans that were there to produce a certain sort of intelligence, but we could never have attained that higher intelligence.
That never did happen.
No, thank you.
That is not what happened.
Mm.
No, that is a definite no.
Anybody else?
Yeah, can I just ask, what are dreams exactly? Because sometimes we remember them, sometimes we don't.
What are dreams? You can dream. Your dreams are your subconscious mind, possibly going through events of the day. Or it can be, as we have spoken, that you have travelled in your sleep and you are actually recalling what you have done. It can be two things. Do you understand that, or do you need...
Yeah. Can we actually make ourselves dream like bad things by worrying about them? Can our subconscious, because we worry about them, can we make ourselves dream them?
Again, we go back to what I had said. Thought is the most powerful thing. You create your own demons. You create your own happiness. You create, let me say, when you go to the spirit realms, that is what you will have. Thought, and eventually the use of words, are not necessary.
Right.
Always remember thought. Be careful in the way of your thinking, because you can create that thought.
Right. Thank you.
I believe thought can be strong enough if we indulge in negative thinking, worry about something happening. It's possible for thought to be so strong as to induce that happening, which we are hoping would not.
Of course, you create. Thought is a creative.
Yes.
Thing.
So the thought can create a passage for the very events which we are trying to avoid, if we constantly worry about them.
Yes. The thought in your mind can become a reality.
Yes.
I cannot be more specific than that.
Be a reality externally. Yes. You follow, David?
Yeah.
I know these things are difficult for you to understand, but they happen.
Yes,
they happen. You must always be careful in your thinking, in your thinking habits, in what you think of other people. Because not only do you create that thought, but it also rebounds back to you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I have tried to teach that to people in the years gone by, that their own thoughts create trouble for the thinker if the thought is not correct.
Yes, not a good one. Cause and effect again.
Yes.
To use the term that is widely used here.
Yes.
It is that and that only.
Okay. Anybody else? Right?
Quite a few of my questions have been answered, but why don't I ask you whether you can tell us and whether you can in some way explain the purpose of the universe, because many of us think, and I'm not saying I necessarily think this way, but many of us wonder why are these incarnations necessary and this, what we see as turmoil, necessary for the progression of the soul. We can't understand it, as you know.
No. And neither will you while you are in your physical body. First, let me say, your Earth is a very small particle in a universal consciousness. I don't think if I tried you would understand what I would be trying to say. The Earth, as far as I can explain to you, is a small area where teaching takes place. The Earth is one small part of one small galaxy. We have many Earths in many galaxies, all doing and teaching differing things. I don't think I can go into these things now. We need to go a little more slowly at this particular time. I say only to you, accept that you do not understand. One day the knowledge will grow and expand, and so too will the knowledge of your Earth. It also is in a learning phase as far as the universe goes. Can you begin to see that just a little?
Yes, I understand that. I even find that quite easy to visualize, and I don't expect an answer much further than that. I appreciate that.
Good. We are going into very big subjects, but we will come to them in more detail, I'm sure.
Yes, I will look forward to it. Any more questions? No? Well, as we say here, my friend, the floor is yours if you wish to talk to us about anything in particular. I'm sure there's a great deal you could relate to us if you wish.
Right. There are no more questions.
No more questions, no. Not at this time. There will be many more, of course. But if you have teaching for us, we should be happy to accept it.
We will not continue too much longer this time.
No.
The channel, the voice box is beginning to become a little dry.
Cool.
And we don't wish any distress.
No.
So, let me say this time that I will close with a prayer to the great Creator.
Thank you very much.
If you will join me.
Yes, certainly.
I would like that you could all cultivate this habit of prayer, or talking if you prefer.